local basketball star seems to be a good fit in Anchorage. Southeast loses a little ground in the national parks. A policy change on the ferry should benefit the Southeast Alaska State Fair Horse Show. And a bit of history is lost when a former Haines resident passes away. I'm Adam Richard. This news and more up next on the KHNS Local News. Haines' own basketball star, Kyle Fossman, seems to have found a good home with the Seawolves at the University of Alaska Anchorage. Fossman, now a sophomore at UAA, has been seeing about 20 minutes of play per game, up considerably from the 9 minutes per game he averaged his freshman season. In 9 games, he has averaged 9 points, but seems to be turning up the heat as he has seen double-digit scoring in 4 of his last 5 games with a career high of 19 against U of A Fairbanks. So far, Fossman has logged 19 three-pointers, only one off team leader Travis Thompson, and his 45.2 shooting percentage behind the arc is third on the team. Fossman credits his shooting skills to lots of practice in the Haines High gym, where he says he always knew he wanted to play college basketball. It's not a big gym, Fossman said, but the gym always filled up. The community is really supportive. Everybody knows everybody. Fossman passed on a chance to play for Texas A&M International after meeting the U of A team and deciding Texas was just too far away from home. Kyle started to make a name for himself as a sophomore in Haines High, the same year he led the Glacier Bears to a 3A state title. He led the Glacier Bears to a second state title as a senior with an average of 26.7 points, 6.6 assists, 5.6 rebounds, and 3 steals per game, and was named the Gatorade Player of the Year. UAA men's basketball coach Rusty Osborne said he and his staff made sure to scout Fossman every time he and the Glacier Bears were in town. "We saw him a ton," said Osborne. "He really embodied everything we were looking for in a player." Osborne said he believes UAA will start seeing more of Fossman's all-around game as he gets more experience, and says teams who play him as just a three-point shooter will be in trouble. Osborne went on to say that jumping from 3A to college ball isn't without its growing pains, but said Fossman is already starting to show an increased comfort level, turning down some perimeter shots for an occasional drive to the paint. Fossman isn't just an athlete, but also a top-notch student, graduating valedictorian from Haines High. He is now an accounting major. He said he has hardly any time after basketball and his studies. The little time he does have is usually spent hanging out with teammates. Osborne said that Fossman is a quiet guy with a dry sense of humor and a high level of character that fits right in. The National Park Service says visitation was up about 50,000 people, or 2%, for Alaska in 2011. Those numbers didn't translate to growth for Southeast, with the most heavily visited park showing a slight downturn. Because of the cruise ship industry, Skagway has boasted the most visited attraction in the past. They retained the title this year with 795,000 people visiting the Klondike Gold Rush National Historic Park, about 2,300 less visitors than last year. Sitka's National Historic Park saw corresponding declines. It appears Southeast fared better than other remote road-accessible parks. Wrangell-St. Elias National Park and Preserve and the Yukon-Charley Rivers National Preserve, both heavily dependent on low-budget, young, adventure-seeking travelers, saw major declines. Yukon-Charley reported only 1,754 visitors, less than a third seen in 2010. With small communities relying on tourism dollars, the low turnouts haven't helped the Park Service's image with interior residents. Only adding to bad PR after an incident between rangers and 70-year-old Jim Wild in the fall, Wild was ordered to stop his boat immediately on the Yukon River for not having a registration sticker on his boat and refused to do so. Rangers chased Wild to shore, wrestled him to the ground, handcuffed him, and sent him to jail in far-off Fairbanks. Protests followed in Fairbanks, with great damage being done to the Park Service's image all along the Yukon. The Yukon-Charley Preserve was the one plus the National Park Service had to offer to residents. The disappointing numbers were another letdown and didn't do anything to repair relations. Seward seems to be consistently showing growth, with Kenai Fjords Park seeing another 52,000 visitors than 2010, giving Glacier Bay a run for the third most visited park behind Klondike and Denali. Overall, it seems tourism based near cruise ship ports seem to fare the best, with increases or only slight declines. Alaska seems to be pulling out of the tourism slump created by a national bad economy. Many predict 2012 to show numbers equal to those before the economic collapse. A change in the Alaska Marine Highway policy concerning transporting horses and other livestock will most likely benefit the Southeast Alaska State Fair in Haines. Previously, the ferry required a $1,000 cash deposit for each trailer. The deposit was designed to cover cleanup costs of animal waste. The high price tag prevented many people from transporting horses on the ferry. In the 1.5 years the deposit has been in place, all of the cash deposits have been returned. The new policy will only charge $500 for the entire group of animals instead of each trailer, and the deposit can now be covered with a credit card opposed to cash. The horse show used to be one of the premier events of the fair. The Southeast Fair attempted to bring the show back last year with limited success. Ross Silkman, fair executive director, said, "Our hope for next year is to be able to bring the horses up from Juneau so we can have a bigger show. Last year's show had about 6 local horses. The horse show was a much bigger part of the fair about 10 years ago." Amanda Rue of Juneau's 4-H Thunder Mountain Riders said the new policy will make it much more likely that her group will be able to attend the fair. There are still some issues that make livestock travel difficult on the ferry, such as limits on the amount of hay one can travel with because of fire hazards. James Sidney of Swampy Acres Stables says he hopes the new policy will revive the Southeast Alaska Horse Show. Former Haines resident Norman L. Smith died at his home in Albion, Nebraska on December 21st. He lost a 20-year battle with post-polio syndrome. He was 86. He and his family moved to Haines after taking a special education teaching job with the Haines Borough School. Steve McFeeters, retired Haines school superintendent, said he remembered Smith limping down the hallway. He himself had a handicap, McFeeters said, and I'm sure that helped him be empathetic for the kids. McFeeters went on to say, "I do remember him to be a very outstanding educator, particularly with special needs children." Smith led one of the only special education programs in the state at the time. Smith left Haines in 1973 when he and his wife moved to Nebraska and continued to teach. Smith was a World War II veteran as a paratrooper with the 101st Airborne. He saw plenty of action, helped to liberate a concentration camp, and even found himself on guard outside a German military complex of tunnels at the Eagle's Nest, Hitler's private home. He and two other soldiers discovered a safe containing 12 silver frame photographs of Hitler in Moroccan leather cases. They brought 3 back to the United States. Once valued at $25,000, Smith wasn't interested in the money and donated his photo to the Eisenhower Presidential Library and Museum. Last year, Smith was honored at the Holocaust Day of Remembrance ceremony in Washington, D.C. He was pictured with General David Petraeus and was also seen on NBC. He became a Holocaust educator and also spoke publicly to raise awareness about poliomyelitis, which he contracted in 1951 and affects polio survivors. Before being an educator, Smith fished commercially out of Heidelberg. In Haines, besides teaching, he was involved with the local historical society and was very interested in local military history. Smith is survived in Alaska by his son Carlton Smith of Juneau and Norman Smith of Haines, who, with his wife Suzanne, run a bed and breakfast out of the house his father used to live in. A small quake centered southeast of Haines Junction shook some homes at about 10:30 Pacific time Thursday night. Alaskan earthquake monitors said it was a 3.3 on the Richter scale. The quake was centered 12 kilometers outside of Haines Junction. There were two tremors that followed in the same location over the next 2 hours. One resident, Martin Eckervaught, said he and his children had the TV on but could still hear what sounded like an approaching transport truck on the highway, only they don't live near the highway. He said the house started shaking but was over fairly quickly. He said the kids were thrilled by the experience. Broadcast of the local news can be heard Monday through Friday at 6:49 a.m., 7:49 a.m., and 5:30 p.m. If you missed a broadcast, not to worry. You can find them all on the KHNS website at khns.org. Look under the Listen tab and select Local News. All the broadcasts are archived there by date. If you would like to reach the news department by email, that address is news@khns.org. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Adam Richard.